Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to what used to be called the box in the corner, now the huge flat screen on the wall, with our Open House TV guru, Mark Hadley. Tonight we're talking about Please Like Me, which screens on ABC2 every Thursday night. It's made a few headlines with the issue of homosexual intolerance at the forefront of the show. Mark, welcome back.
G'day, buddy. How are you going?
Great to see you. Always great to see you. Before we get into the hard-hitting questions first, run us through the plot of this program.
Well, basically, Well, basically, we're looking at a television series that is put together, produced, written, somewhat directed, though I don't think completely, by Josh Thomas. Now, many people might know Josh Thomas as the comedian, you know, young guy, likable chap with the blonde, buffy hair.
Clever.
From, you know, clever guy. Sort of smart mouth from the team captain for the Generation Y team on Talking About My Generation. And, in fact, he is, in fact, a very well-known comedian now. Internationally, he has great stands, he has great names, festivals that he's headlined and things like that. He's done a wonderful job. So this is his television series, if you like, his debut, so to speak, of his own creation. It is a story about a young man growing up in Melbourne who is 20 and who, on the day that he loses his girlfriend, has a conversation with her. And she says, well, look, let's face it, you are gay. And which he says, well, really? Am I? And so what we're really looking at is a series in Please Like Me about his self-discovery that he is, in fact, gay. And that's something that he didn't really suspect about himself, but when but seems to fit, so to speak. So everyone else seemed to know it before he did. And coincidentally, in the same episode, the opening episode where in which he loses his girlfriend, he falls for a young guy, and they start a relationship. Warning on how physical that gets to, by the way. There is a reason why it's on 9:30 at night. And so, yeah, you've got a series of sort of discoveries that go along. And in and of itself, a person trying to find their own way in the world, trying to understand themselves, which is, you know, almost the primary concern we have of ourselves, I have no troubles with the series.
You say it's probably the most unfunny show, one of them, that the ABC has ever broadcast. Is it trying to be funny?
I must say
I haven't seen it.
No, but it's great to quote my own review back to me. Look, it's true. It's true. I don't think the series is funny.
Now, it's trying to be funny?
Well, this is the weird thing. Look, this happens often in television, where in which the distributor or the broadcaster and the producer actually have two different ideas of the program. So Josh Thomas is a comedian, so you can understand why the ABC would put up a program. And if you look at all the ads for Please Like Me, it is funny, funny stuff. It's all the jokes. It's put in one after another. It's supposed to be laughable. So I would understand people tuning in and going, ready for a slap bang comedy tonight. That's what I'm watching. No, you are not.
That's what I'd expect from
you. Not watching that in a long way. This is more drama than it is comedy, more pregnant pause than it is punchline. That this whole thing is very much about the tensions of this fellow discovering who he is and the tensions of growing up in a ambivalent generation about sexuality. And so there are lots of things that are sincerely unfunny about it. Now, I don't mean to say that it's just bad comedy. I don't mean that at all. There are a few jokes in there. But if somebody told me this was written as a comedy, I would take issue. Yeah. I think that Josh Thomas is trying to make a statement. So it behooves us to actually try and consider what exactly it is he's trying to say.
Is it about homosexual intolerance?
Look, it is. It is. Look, this is, I have some good friends at the ABC, so I say this with a heavy heart. This is a pack of cliches woven together as a statement. It is a real trouble, because I don't doubt that in Australia homosexuals have suffered greatly for their own particular struggles for their identity as they see it. Now, I have no trouble with that. Without even going into what you believe about homosexuality, you'd be foolish to say that there haven't been struggles and problems for people who've espoused it.
Sure.
Yet that said, what Josh Thomas has done is he's constructed a straw man to punch down, and that straw man is Christianity. Now, if the ABC had put to air a program that had this many cliches about homosexuals, if in fact somebody had produced a comedy that presented homosexuals as all effeminate, as all mental deviants, as all people with serious problems that had to be cured, as all, child molesters or anything, there would be outrage. It would be terrible. What we have is a program where the Christians, who are basically representing the naysayers in the series, are ignorant, elderly, generally speaking, uninformed, intolerant, armed with their own cliches about why homosexuality can't be right.
Well, yes. How ill-informed is that? That's what I feel. I'm not one of those wowsers who just leaps into this kind of thing, but it just does really get up my nose.
Now, look, I know just, how you feel, and I've got to say,
it's so predictable.
Look, I know my job is to sit down and try and take a balanced view of everything I see.
Yeah, fair enough.
So when a program,
that's all I ask for. Yes.
Well, when a program like this turns up, I try and say to myself, now, careful of your hobby horses. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to try and evaluate it.
Totally.
But it is honestly, it's just, it's an attack. It's a weird, unfunny sledge. So that you have this character, Auntie Peg, who is the token Christian. And Auntie Peg basically is not only really happy to confess other people's problems, to critique people at every step. She's the Christian of the show, and she's also a hypocrite. So, you know, it's weird for me how often these things get thrown together. Yeah. So you're a Christian, but clearly you must believe that's all about being good, but we all know that's not possible, so you're a hypocrite. So there's the state for it. But then Auntie Peg has her own little road to Damascus moment when she realizes that, you know, God must have made Josh this way. Forget the whole choice issue. Josh didn't even know. He made his own choices. But forget, let's put that aside. God must have made him this way, and so therefore it would be unloving. And then so there's this moment, which is unfair, I think, where she sums up with, you know, almost with a crescendo of music and applause of the people who support her. Well, if God doesn't love him, well, he can just go and, well, I won't use the phrase, but, you know, it's just, you can almost feel the way it's been constructed to sort of get the big thumbs up approval as the family moves triumphantly out of the petty little church with the grey rinse brigade who are stuck in it. You know, and you just sort of go, gosh, I don't think, have they even gone to church? Have they even spoken to a Christian? You know, the people who sit behind this program, I want to remind them of this. Christianity may have its problems. What human organization doesn't? But Christianity has devoted itself to love, including love embracing homosexuals, even when they don't agree with their position. Now, we have done our best to try and point people to that, and it is rare for me to come out with this and say such a negative opinion of a program, but I would say turn things around and see if you can't send a little of the love back this way. We'd like to have a conversation, not a punch down in primetime television.
Mark Hadley, well said.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.